Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I have to say, this next conversation will not be easy for me, but it's absolutely necessary, and I'm honored to have to address it, because we all need to learn as much as we can about NAMI. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And we are speaking with Sue Abderholden, Executive Director of NAMI Minnesota. Again, it means National Alliance on Mental Illness. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. Interesting to have a day like that, right? In light of this, we wanted to invite NAMI Minnesota Executive Director Sue Abderholden on to discuss this vital health issue, including signs to notice when our loved ones are in mental crisis. Now, I must say, there is a piece of information from the website of the World Health Organization, and it says suicide is a major public health problem with a far-reaching social, emotional, and economic consequences. I want to start with that with our guest, with Sue Abderholden. Sue, welcome to CCO.
Thanks so much for inviting me, Geraldine.
This is a difficult discussion for me every time I need to address it. And I have to tell you, my heart breaks, I get chills, I cry when I get home, and that's my stuff, right? Has nothing to do with others. It's me. And I keep saying to myself, why do we still have to deal with this issue? Isn't it getting worse than better?
It is, unfortunately, getting worse. You know, we had a kind of a small decrease in suicides during the first year of the pandemic, but then it went right back up. And in 2022, we're looking at 835 Minnesotans dying by suicide. Mm.
And it's estimated that there are currently more than 700,000 suicides per year worldwide. And we know that each suicide profoundly affects many more people. Why is this? Why is it that it's affecting more people? Because they're hearing about it? They know others that have gone through this, families that have gone through it?
I mean, I think we are more aware of it and aware of the impact that it has on people. Because not only is there the grief associated with it, but it's also a more complicated death in a way, because you weren't able to say goodbye to the person. You question whether you didn't notice some of the signs or symptoms. You keep thinking, is there something I could have done? So it's really difficult for the people who are left behind.
It must be a challenge for what you do, Sue. I can only imagine how much time you may lose sleep. But do you believe that this is going to be eradicated? Do you believe that we will ever reach zero when it comes to suicides in the world?
I think it's going to be hard to reach zero, but I would really like to see the numbers go back down. You know, in 2001, which is when I began my work at NAMI, we were only losing 480 people to suicide a year in Minnesota. So that's more than doubled. And, you know, I think, I mean, it could be that not as many were counted back then, you know, because it can be difficult to discern sometimes what happened. But I mean, I do have some hope, though. And one of my hopes is it will get better because of 988. It's really hard to remember a 10-digit phone number when you're in crisis.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people don't want to call 911 and don't necessarily need to. They need to talk to someone. And so I'm really hoping that 988 will really help reduce suicides in the future.
The amazing thing to me is that as we hear about suicide and we hear about the numbers, we hear about the problems, and we know that parents are terrified, families are terrified, friends, classmates, you name it, people are terrified when they know a loved one or love someone or have a dear friend that is going through this challenge. Knowing that, do we ever get to a point where we're at zero? Has it ever been there?
No.
Never?
It hasn't. No. I really don't believe so.
Then what?
I mean, people can be in such, you know, people can be in such pain, right, that they feel that the only way to get rid of the pain is through death. And that's why it's so important that people know the signs and symptoms, that people know about 988, that people know what to do.
The triennial theme for the World Suicide Prevention Day, like you mentioned, 2021, and now it's 2023, this theme serves as a powerful call to action and reminder that there is an alternative to suicide, and that through our actions, we can encourage hope and strengthen prevention. Does most of Minnesota, let's just say Minnesota, do we all believe in that clear statement?
I think people do. But again, you know, there are those times in our lives where it just feels like there's just no way out. But I do believe that Minnesotans care about each other and want to make sure that people don't die by suicide. And again, it's complicated, right?
It is.
Sometimes people aren't really clear about their intent. Kind of one of the ways to think about it is to listen to what and look at what are people doing and what are they saying? You know, are they withdrawing, you know, from friends and family? Are they giving away their items? Are they saying they want to die? Are they saying that they're a burden? Are they saying that they're hopeless? Those are all signs that someone may be suicidal.
Do you hear from those that find out about their children? Do they call you first and foremost?
Before a suicide,
yes.
Often.
Yes.
Yes. You know, and we're seeing, of course, you know, much greater awareness about mental illness and about poor mental health. And so I think parents are and teachers are very aware and are really trying to make sure that our children, you know, are being taken care of. And, you know, one of the problems is that even when you identify that perhaps a child is struggling with their mental health, getting them into treatment is really difficult. And you're often waiting months. And we shouldn't be waiting months for an illness that can be so serious that it can lead to death.
Has the medical community just lost sense of the numbers, or they find that there's just not enough people that can make a difference in this? Are we putting a dent in it at all? Because you're working hard. I've talked to you before, Sue. You work hard at this. And people around the world are working hard as well. Then what is it that we should be doing more of?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One, there were some good legislative changes this last session. So we're going to be looking at, you know, network adequacy in health plans differently. It's not just, is there someone within 30 miles, 30 minutes, but what are the wait times? We also said that a health plan has to take any willing provider for the next 2 years to try to address the crisis. We do have a workforce shortage, and there were bills that passed and money to help, you know, try to address that. But I feel like we're, you know, kind of behind the eight ball, right? We should have been doing this and doing more years ago, but this is where we're at, and we need to just, you know, build on some of those things that we know works. We have a great program in Minnesota called School Linked Mental Health, where funding actually goes to a community mental health provider who then co-locates in the school.
Mm-hmm.
So you're reducing barriers to access. You know, parents don't have to take off of work. They don't have to worry about if they have, you know, high deductible or don't have insurance. Those kids will get treatment. But usually by December, they all have waiting lists.
So where do you go to fill up at the end of the day, after all the phone calls, after all of the notices that you are receiving, going in deep before the day is over? Where do you go to fill up again?
Well, I usually start in the morning. So walking is, frankly, my self-care. Walking around along River Road, or, you know, even on my treadmill and trying to watch a show that's funny, just to get my mind away from things. And also because, you know, when you move, you release endorphins in your brain. I like to read, and fiction, right, to kind of go to a different place. And then just connecting with friends. But, you know, some days it is hard, and mental illness has impacted my own family. And so, you know, that can make it tougher on some days.
Absolutely. The challenge that is before us, all of us in the world, is so huge, yet you don't hear enough about it. At least I don't. In certain communities of color, do we hear enough mm-hmm. about it? Do we hear it with young people that may be, you know, third grade or fourth grade, and these are children that are thinking like that? I've heard from my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, who's 10, and, you know, she'll say, oh, Grandma, sometimes these children really want to leave this world. I don't know what to say to her, but I always say something, and she will come and hug me and say, I understand, Grandma, I understand. I don't understand. That's the problem. So where do we go to get more information so that parents, aunts, uncles, you name it, can understand this and try to help in some way?
Well, I think especially today, and of course it's Suicide Prevention Month, is for each of us to try to educate ourselves, right? So to learn more about the symptoms of mental illness, to learn more about the warning signs of suicide, to learn more what we can do. And when we see someone struggling, don't wait for them to reach out to you. When you're really depressed, you have no energy to do that, right? And so it's really upon us to reach out to the people that we know are struggling, and to ask them, you know, how are you doing? Are you thinking about killing yourself? What can I do to help? We have to do that. We have to take those first steps. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of an ugly world, right? And so we have to, you know, support our kids to be resilient in the face of what's happening.
It's really something. It is plaguing the world. It's not just plaguing mm-hmm. Minnesota. It's plaguing the world. And if we all don't find a way to get involved in a positive way, saving lives, which I just pray that I can find all the information. If you can give me the website or where we could go. The last time I talked with you, I asked for that website and I never looked at it. But this time I will. I give you my word. And what is that website?
So it's just NAMI, NAMI, MN for Minnesota, .org. And we offer a lot of free classes, including suicide prevention classes, peer support groups that helps to talk to someone else who's, you know, gone on a similar journey. We have resources in Spanish. We have support groups for people from the BIPOC community and LGBTQ, so that's, you know, making sure that it's a very safe space. So I really encourage people to reach out for that information. We need to educate ourselves. And, you know, I think the one last thing is that, you know, let's just provide a little kindness to the world, right? Don't get upset in the grocery store if someone cuts in line, you know. I mean, just spread a little bit of kindness. I think we could all use it.
It's not easy, but we can all use it. That is for sure. We are all in it, whether we want to be or not. This is real. 700,000 people around the world taking their own lives. We're all in it. So either we're going to do something, and I don't know what it is that I can do, but I'm sure going to look at the website and contact you and find out, how do we get involved? What can we do? Because it's affecting all of us in some way. So thank you for joining us tonight. Really, it is quite remarkable what you do, Sue. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. I appreciate it.
And for those of you that are listening, again, the website is NAMI, that's NAMI, Minnesota, or MN.org. NAMIMN.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.